بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, the Quran exhorts us to adopt the quality, the characteristic of acceleration. Not when driving. Acceleration, hastening when it comes to carrying out acts of righteousness and piety. Time and again, verse upon verse, we find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exhorts us. And while exhorting us and encouraging us to develop this quality of hastening towards good, hastening towards acts of piety, righteousness, the Quran at the same time discourages us from procrastination. One example is the example cited for the Jumu'ah prayer. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu إِذَا نُودِيَ لِلصَّلَاةِ مِنْ يَوْمِ الْجُمُعَةِ. Allah says when the adhan is given out on the day of Jumu'ah, فَسْعَوْ فَسْعَوْ. What فَسْعَوْ? Hasten. And this does not only apply to the Jumu'ah salah or to the Jumu'ah prayer, but whenever the muadzin calls out and invites us on behalf of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, حَيِّ عَلَى الصَّلَاةِ, it is required for us to immediately hasten towards that call and to respond towards that invitation. Your reverence for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala depends on the level of excitement, anticipation, and the level of acceleration that you display in responding to the invitation of Allah. Think about it. If there's somebody who extends an invitation to you, and who is, that person is somebody whom you revere, somebody you hold in high regard, and he extends an invitation to you, you would not want to hurt that person, you won't want to disappoint that person, you will arrive before the appointed time. That interest you have shown, that excitement that you have shown, that acceleration that you have displayed in responding to that person's invitation is a sign of what? Of the level of reverence and the level of respect that you have for that person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلِكُلِّ وِجْهَةٌ هُوَ مُوَلِّيهَا فَاسْتَبِقُوا الْخَيْرَاتِ. Ya Allah uses the word فَاسْتَبِقُوا. فَاسْتَبِقُوا, rush, hurry, hasten. Don't procrastinate. فِي الْخَيْرَاتِ, all avenues of good. Everyone, every moment of our lives, there are avenues of good, opportunities of good that are presented to us. Allah says, don't procrastinate. Hasten towards whatever good is available for you to carry out. Don't delay. فَاسْتَبِقُوا الْخَيْرَاتِ. Elsewhere in the Quran, Allah says, وَسَارِعُوا إِلَىٰ مَغْفِرَةٍ وَجَنَّةٍ. So there Allah uses, فَاسْتَبِقُوا. Allah uses different words. فَاسْتَبِقُوا. Ya Allah says, سَارِعُوا. سَارِعُوا means race. Race towards what? إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ. Towards the forgiveness of Allah and race towards paradise. How do you and I race towards paradise? How do we accelerate towards paradise in this dunya? By fulfilling every such deed that will earn us entry into paradise. سَارِعُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, elsewhere in the Quran, Allah uses a different word. Exhorting it and encouraging acceleration, encouraging hastening when it comes to the performance and the fulfillment of good deeds. Elsewhere Allah says, سَابِقُوا. So, فَاسْتَبِقُوا. سَارِعُوا. Ya Allah says, سَابِقُوا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, elsewhere, وَفِي ذَلِكَ فَلْيَتَنَافَسِ الْمُتَنَافِسُونَ. Look at the different expressions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses in order to encourage us to develop this quality and this attribute of hastening towards good and accelerating when it comes to the fulfillment and the performance of acts of righteousness and piety. Then the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so many hadith. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, badiru. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam uses a different expression than that of the Quran, but it conveys the same meaning, the same message. Badiru. Hasten. Hasten towards what? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, badiru bil amal as-salihah. Hasten towards the fulfillment of acts of righteousness and piety. Do not procrastinate. What is procrastination? To procrastinate is to delay something needlessly, unnecessarily. You have the time, you have the energy, you have the opportunity, yet you procrastinate. Someday. How often we hear that statement? Someday. In the week there are 7 days. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. There is no someday. There's no day called someday. Someday, I'll get there. Once a pious person, a senior, he was asked, the people gathered around him, and they said to him, Osi, give us advice. Advise us. He gave them a very short advice. What did he say? He says, Unzirukum sofa. He says, I warn you against the statement sofa. In Arabic, what does sofa mean? Sofa means I will. I will get there. I will start praying. I will. Someday, that day might never come. You might never see that day. So he says, I warn you against sofa. I warn you against procrastination. اغتنم في الفراغ فضل ركوع. What did the poet say? اغتنم في الفراغ فضل ركوع فعسى أن يكون موتك بغتة كم صحيح رأيت من غير سقم ذهبت نفسه الصحيح فلته. The poet says that value your free time. Many of us, especially the youngsters, we are entering what they call the silly season. Many of them are going to have free time on their hands. He says that free time, value the free time. Have a program as to how you are going to manage that free time. Because if you don't, the time will pass you by and you will have achieved nothing. And very so often, let alone achieving nothing, we spend the time in such activities that were harmful and detrimental to our worldly interests and even to our spiritual selves. اغتنم, he says, guard the free time, value the free time by spending it in acts of righteousness, acts of kindness. There are so many opportunities available to the youngsters during this period, during this time, to go and assist somebody, to be of help to somebody, to enroll in a program where we can perhaps empower somebody, teach somebody something that we have learned, spend some quality time with children who perhaps do not have anyone to spend that time with. There's so many opportunities Allah has given us in this world. He says, spend that free time in those acts of righteousness and those piety. فَعَسَىٰ أَن يَكُونَ مَوْتُكَ بَغْتَ. He said, death can come to you unexpectedly. We have seen so many examples. Just over the past few weeks, so many examples of young people, healthy, fit, strong, energetic, but they have suddenly lost their lives. He says, you don't know. You don't know when death will come to you. You don't know when death will come and approach you. كَمْ صَحِيحٍ رَأَيْتُ مِنْ غَيْرِ سُقْمٍ. He says, I've seen so many healthy people. We've all seen this. I've seen so many healthy, strong people who are not suffering from any illness. ذَهَبَتْ نَفْسُهُ الصَّحِيحَ فَلْتَهُ. Suddenly his nafs was gone. Suddenly he lost his life. One minute he was with you, the next minute he's no more there. In the morning he was with you, by the evening he's gone. You are burying him. You are lowering the person in the qabr. That very person could be you one day. So he says that free time, make the most out of that free time. Brothers, each human being, every human being has exactly the same number of hours, the same number of minutes, the same number of seconds every day. The rich cannot buy more time. Scientists cannot invent new minutes. And you certainly can't save time to spend it on another day. Procrastination is the thief of that time. When you procrastinate, you are losing that valuable time. And if your time is not spent productively, then it will certainly be spent in an unproductive way. The Satan, the devil's strongest weapon and his most effective tool that he uses in order to persuade people and misguide people is that of procrastination. And we learn this from a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, يَعْقِلُ الشَّيْطَانُ عَلَىٰ قَافِيَةِ رَأْسِ أَحَدِكُمْ إِذَا هُوَ نَامَ ثَلَاثَ عُقَدٍ. When you go to sleep at night, the devil ties three knots. The literal meaning of the hadith, the devil ties three knots around your neck. He casts three spells on you every night when you go to sleep. As he's casting the spell, he utters some words. What does he say? عَلَيْكَ لَيْلٌ طَوِيلٌ فَرْقُدْ. The night is still long. Sleep. When you get up, he tells you, press the snooze button. You press it the first time, he tells you, press it again. And then he tells you, press it for a third time. And you keep on pressing it, and the next minute your eyes open up and the sun has already risen. He says, that's what the devil does. He says, he keeps on telling you, you got more time. You're still young. You still have more time. Focus on things that are more important. That's not really important right now. You have more time. He says, this is the strongest weapon of the devil. He will keep on making you procrastinate and delay until the time comes when you are lowered into your qabr and into your grave. فَإِنْ إِسْتَيْقَبْ فَذَكَرَ اللَّهِ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, and from this we understand the importance, brothers, of praying the Fajr Salah and waking up for Fajr every day. Very often you find people complain about laziness and suffering from laziness. One of the causes of laziness, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions in the hadith. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, if this person does not give in to the whispers of the devil, the devil tells him and he whispers into his ears that you still have time, you still have time. He does not give in. He wakes up, فذكر الله, and he takes the name of Allah. الحمد لله الذي أحيانا بعدما أماتنا وليه النشور. When he does that, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, in حلت عقدة. One of those spells, they are removed. One of those knots loosen and they are untied. So the one spell is cast aside by him remembering Allah. فَإِنْ تَوَضَّعْ. If he now performs wudu, preparing for the Fajr prayer, he then performs wudu in halat uqdah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the second spell that the devil cast on him while he was asleep, that second spell falls away. And that knot loosens up. فَإِنْ صَلَّى. And then he prays salah, whether it is tahajjud salah, or whether it is the two rakats of sunnah before the Fajr salah, when he prays those two rakats of salah in halat uqdah, the third spell drops away and that knot opens up. فَأَصْبَحَ نَشِيطًا. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, this man, he starts the morning full of energy. He will have a good day. نَشِيطًا. He'll have energy that day. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless him with barakah, divine energy from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. طَيِّبَ النَّفْسِ. He'll be in a good mood. The person will be in a good mood for that day. وَإِلَّا. But if he gives in to the whispers of the devil and he sleeps through the time of Fajr and he procrastinates and he delays, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, أَصْبَحَ خَبِيثَ النَّفْسِ. He will start his day in a bad mood. He will spend the day in a bad state. Kaslan. Kaslan means in a state of laziness. He will remain lazy that entire day. Because he didn't wake up and pray the Fajr Salah, he will feel lazy at the time of Dhuhr. And he'll feel lazy at the time of Asr. Why? Because those knots or those spells that were cast on him by the devil during the night, those knots or those spells have remained with him throughout the day. So he doesn't have the energy to fulfill the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala throughout the day. And Imam Nawawi rahimahullahu ta'ala, he said, اعلم أنه ينبغي لمن بلغه شيء من فضائل الأعمال أن يعمل به. He says, whenever, he says, this is the state of a believer. This is how excited you are to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Again, what did we say? The level of excitement you show to carry out the tasks that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prescribed for you, that excitement denotes the level of reverence you have for Allah. So he says, when you hear the rewards of a good deed, the virtues of performing any good deed, he says, the moment you hear the virtues perhaps of sadaqah, the virtues of feeding a poor person, the virtues of salat ala rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the virtue of practicing upon a certain sunnah, he says, the moment you hear the virtues of a good deed, he says, carry out that good deed as soon as you can. Carry out that good deed as soon as you can. Why? He says, وَلَوْ مَرَّةً وَاحِدًا. He says, even if you do it once in your lifetime. Of course, referring to non-obligatory acts. Even if you do it once in your lifetime, he says, لِيَكُونَ مِنْ أَهْلِ. Why? So that on the day of Qiyamah, you are recorded amongst those who perform that act. Your name will be on that list. There will be categories, different categories. We know of the different categories. In fact, there will be different doors through which people will enter paradise based on the deeds that they had performed. So he says, the least is at least you will be recorded amongst the people who had performed that particular act, the virtues of which had reached you and the rewards of which you had heard. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was once seated with the Sahaba, and a man came to him and he says, Ya Rasulullah, ayyu sadaqati a'zamu ajra? O Nabi of Allah Azza wa Jal, which act of charity, which sadaqah carries the greatest reward? Now, although the hadith is referring to charity and it is referring to assisting somebody financially, but this hadith or the teaching and the message conveyed in this hadith can be applicable to every good deed. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied and he says, أَنْتَ صَدَّقْ وَأَنْتَ صَحِيحٌ شَحِيحٌ تَخْشَى الْفَقْرَ وَتَأْمُلُ الْغِنَى. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the best charity is that you give charity when you are healthy and strong. You are healthy and strong. You are not ill. You are not, of course, we must give sadaqah on those occasions as well. But very often you find that when a person realizes that his life is about to expire, or he knows that now he is suffering from an illness that will ultimately deliver him to his death, then he tends to become more conscious, and he tends to become more generous, and he tends to become a better person, which is good. He should, at the latter part of his life. But the best charity, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, is when you give charity thinking you still have a very long life to live. When you are healthy, when you are strong, shahihun. When you are greedy, feeling greedy, when you want more, and you just want to earn more, and you just want to have more, and you just want to own more, when you are feeling greedy, takhsha al-faqra, when you fear poverty, when you fear losing any of your wealth, wa ta'mulul ghina, and when you hope becoming rich. That's the best charity. That's the best charity. Why? At that point in your life, it's most difficult for you to part with any of the wealth that Allah has blessed you with. That's why it's the best form of charity. You are giving from something that you really want for yourself. لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ. What did Allah say? Allah says, if you want to attain the highest level of birr, piety and righteousness, Allah says, spend from that which you love, that which is dear to you, that which is close to you, that which you really want for yourself. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, that is the best form of charity. وَلَا تُمْهِلْ. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, don't procrastinate. Now again, this does not only apply to charity. Every act of worship, whether it is salah, don't procrastinate. Don't feel I'm still young. I still have a long life ahead of me. I'll get there. So once a week is good enough for me. or twice a day is good enough for me. Latum Hill, don't procrastinate when it comes to recitation of the Quran, when it comes to fulfilling the rights of others. He says, Latum Hill, don't procrastinate hatta idha balaghatil hulqum, until the soul is about to leave your body. Then at that point, what do you say? Qulta li fulanin kada wa li fulanin kada. And now at that point you say, this amount must be given to this organization, and this amount must be distributed to so and so, and this must be given to so and so. At that point you don't need it. You know you don't need it, so now you are giving it away. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, don't procrastinate right until you are about to leave this world, and now you realize that you should have performed certain acts of deeds which you did not do throughout your life. Khalid ibn Ma'dan, rahimahullah ta'ala, says, إِذَا فُتِحَ لِأَحَدِكُمْ بَابُ خَيْرٍ فَلْيُسْرِعْ إِلَيْهِ فَإِنَّهُ لَا يَدْرِي مَتَى يُخْلَقْ عَنْهِ. He made such a beautiful statement. He says, whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens up a door of opportunity for you, a door for you to do good, then he says, hasten towards it. We are speaking of accelerating. When it comes to the opportunity that Allah gives you to perform a good deed, he says, accelerate towards that door, that window of opportunity, accelerate towards it, rush towards it. Why? He says, فَإِنَّهُ لَا يَدْرِي مَتَى يُغْلَقْ عَنْهُ. He does not know when the door will be closed. The day of Jumu'ah is a perfect example. You don't know if you are going to witness another day of Jumu'ah. None of us knows that. We don't know if we are going to experience this opportunity. What a golden opportunity Allah Ta'ala gives us on a weekly basis. And that is why when the sun sets on Thursday, you want to get in as much as you can. You want to get your Surah Kahf in there. You want to get every Salah with Jama'ah in there. You want to get your optional charity in there. You want to make a special dua, you want to get that in there. You want to get as much as you can in that day of Jumu'ah before the sun sets. Why? Because you know the sun is going to set this evening. You don't know if it is going to rise or whether you will witness the rising of the sun the next Jumu'ah. And he says like this, every opportunity, opportunities come and go, brothers. Opportunities come and go. And if Allah sends an opportunity your way and you make the most of it, Allah will send more opportunities your way. If somebody comes to your door, begging at your door, and you provide a meal for that person, guess what? The next day Allah will send somebody else at your door. Why? You deserve the opportunities because you make most of them. And when you turn the opportunities away, Allah no longer sends opportunities your way. Why? Because you don't do much with the opportunities that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you. So opportunities are of different natures. You have the opportunity to accelerate in acts of righteousness and piety and to enhance your spirituality. There are so many opportunities. Whenever that muadzin calls out, hayya ala salah, hayya ala falah, that is an opportunity to enhance your spiritual self. He says, go and grab that opportunity. Go. Why? Because when the time of salah expires, it's gone. That opportunity is gone. It's no longer there. You may make qada of that salah, but nothing can compare to the salah that is performed within the time in terms of reward. So that opportunity is gone. It's lost. And like this, with every act and every deed and every opportunity that Allah gives you, sometimes Allah gives you the opportunity to assist somebody financially, to assist somebody with your time, to assist somebody with your knowledge, to assist somebody through the position that you hold, to assist somebody through the skill that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed you with. That is an opportunity from Allah. He said that opportunity will not last forever. Opportunities come and go. Make most of the opportunity that comes your way. Grab it. Grab it and see it. Every opportunity that comes your way, see it as your ticket to paradise. Consider it your ticket to paradise. Look at it as your ticket and your entry into paradise. And through that hope that you have, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will inshallah grant you what it is that you hope for. This month of Rabiul Awwal is such a perfect example. Such an opportunity that we have on an annual basis to enhance our relationship with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let me ask myself, Rabiul Awwal, 12th Rabiul Awwal has passed, the day when, mashallah, we gathered to celebrate and commemorate The birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, indeed, a moment that demands from us that we should express joy on the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But is that it? Is that what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had asked from us? Of course, we must, again, express joy on that opportunity. But what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wants from you and I during the month of Rabiul Awal is to develop a relationship with the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to come closer to him. So this is an opportunity. This is another opportunity, the month of Rabiul Awal, an opportunity for us to learn of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, speak about him, and to listen to talks about him, and also, of course, to emulate him, to live the life that he led, and to try and follow him in every possible way. This is an opportunity. Rabiul Awal will come to an end. You don't know if you are going to see another Rabiul Awal or not. Once Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was telling the Sahaba that when the entire Ummah will be presented to him on the day of Qiyamah, وَيَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةَ مِنْ هَؤُلَاءِ سَبْعُونَ أَلْفًا بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ, the angel will tell Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Rasul of Allah, 70,000 from amongst your ummah will enter into paradise without reckoning. This is what he said to Rasulullah, or will be said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of Qiyamah, when he will come face to face with his ummah. There was a sahabi in the gathering by the name of Ukasha. Ukasha ibn Muhsin radiallahu ta'ala, he immediately stood up. What did he realize? He says, here's a window of opportunity. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has opened up a door of opportunity for me. So instantly he stood up. He says, Ya Rasulullah, ud'u Allah an yaj'alani minhum. Make dua to Allah right now that he makes me from amongst the 70,000. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, anta minhum, you are from them. He grabbed opportunity. What a great opportunity. He saw the opportunity and He didn't procrastinate. I mean, another sahabi saw this, so he stood up. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Ukasha beat you. Opportunity is gone. Opportunity is come and go. He beat you. The opportunity was there. He grabbed the opportunity. You procrastinated. That opportunity is no longer there. Brothers, when you experience a desire and urge to do something good, and we all experience that desire and that urge, you want to, sometimes there's a desire that you just want to do something good. That is from Allah. That is a feeling that Allah has planted in your heart. Don't ignore that feeling. Don't ignore that urge. Don't ignore that desire. Allah at that point and at that time wants you to do that act of goodness and that act of righteousness, that act of piety. When there's a desire that comes within you to raise your hands and make dua, it's Allah wanting you to make dua. And that's why Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah says, when you see a person asking for Jannah all the time, you should know that Allah wants to grant him Jannah. So these are opportunities that come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And every opportunity to do good is a means that draw us closer to Allah. And drawing closer to Allah is your life objective. Sometimes because we have all these other objectives, right? You set goals for everything in your life. In your business, there's a point you want to get to, and you work towards it. You want to get to that level in your career, in your studies, in your job. There is a point, there's a level. You want to reach that level. You want to get to that point. Those are secondary objectives. Your primary objective is to reach Allah. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. That's your primary objective. And if you are going to make all these secondary objectives your primary objective, what naturally what's going to happen? That primary objective is going to become secondary in importance. And when something is secondary in importance, then the effort and the energy and the time that you dedicate towards that also becomes secondary in nature. Why? Because there's something else that has become your primary objective in life, whereas it should be your secondary objective. So in order for us to achieve that primary objective, reach Allah, find Allah, get to Allah, He has afforded us and provided us with all these opportunities, all these means. And Allah says, the means are there, the opportunities are there, do not procrastinate in fulfilling the good and making most of the opportunities that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided you with. May Allah grant us the understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.